Jerry Bader Show 1025. Merry Christmas, Happy New Year. Not only have I not done Christmas shopping yet on this Friday the 13th in December, not only have I not done that, it's December 13th, and I haven't even started salivating on air yet about the Christmas Eve dinner. It's amazing. Did I tell you my wife actually said, are we doing that this year? Are we doing something different? What? It's tradition. Prime rib, garlic mashed potatoes, scallops. You know, it's like Thanksgiving. We could do that meal more than once a year, you know? Well, no, because, yeah, you're right, because that would change. That's what makes it special. Absolutely. As you know, rare is it, not unheard of, but rare is it that we on this show agree with the ACLU. We virtually never agree with the ACLU. However, they have, and I have posted this online, they have a video out there that this is not bad. Here's the audio from it. Jason, go ahead.
Ah, the holiday season. A time for celebration, magic, and spending time with the people you love. But don't forget who's watching to make sure you're not being naughty.
You better watch out. You better not Skype. You better log out. Yeah, you better not type. The NSA is coming to town. You're making a list. They're checking it twice. They're watching almost every electronic device. The NSA is coming to town. They see when you are sleeping. They hear while you're awake. They know who you call and who you write. So encrypt for goodness sake. With Congress in the dark and a cloak and dagger court, we're looking for answers and they're coming up short. The NSA is coming to town. They're making a list, checking it twice. They're watching almost every electronic device. The NSA is coming to town. The NSA is coming to town.
Hey, you can pot it down. Then
the
you can.
NSA is coming to town.
All right, now you can pot down the part where they tell you you can click here and give money to the ACLU. We'll skip that part. This is actually an issue where now the left and the right tend to agree. It wasn't always that way. A piece in today's Wall Street Journal. Before the NSA, there was patrolling the ether. The government spying on Americans sounded fine during WW2. The kindly faced mother wearing an apple pie in the oven house dress is knocking on her son's bedroom door, trying to get him to dampen down the racket. Heavens, she calls. You'll wake up the whole neighborhood. The boy's name is Philip. He's on the ham radio. It could be any town, USA, although the pennant on the wall identifies the location as Lakedale. He's talking over the miles with a ham radio buddy in Brazil. The buddy, Alfredo, we are told, is having his cat, Bonita, meow to the mic. Philip urges his dog, Butch, to bark back. The date is June 3rd, 1940. We know this because it's displayed on the movie screen as the short film begins. The mother enters the room. With her is a tall man with a mustache wearing a light-colored suit and smoking a cigarette. Philip, the mother says, giddy delight in her voice. This is Beck, the man says, Bill Beck. The mother, brimming with joy, tells her son, he's from the government. The film, released in 1944, was part of a popular series of MGM short subjects called Crime Doesn't Pay. Endorsed by law enforcement agencies, the black and white movies each ran about 20 minutes. This one was titled Patrolling the Ether. And with current controversy surrounding the NSA and the public's attitude toward surveillance, the film illustrates how those attitudes have changed and how some things haven't. Today, with revelations about NSA tactics in the wake of documents leaked by former government contractor Edward Snowden, there are concerns about such wide net surveillance. But patrolling the ether shows that while the technology now available may have advanced exponentially, the unquenchable desire to snoop has been there all along. And we will get that. We will get to that in 5 minutes. It's 10:30.
Jerry Bader Show.